Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, I should say. And the weather is just phenomenal, phenomenal. I don't know if it was 70 degrees today? I don't know. Hosting the night, of course, myself, and no disclaimer, JJ. Hey, JJ, come on.
He's sleeping.
Wake up.
He's sleeping.
I guess the one and only JJ Nunn, we're going to have to let him sleep over there in the corner for a little while longer. Of course, the man always on a mission here tonight, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Good, good.
Smiling, that's good.
I'm always smiling.
Happy face, that's always good.
Yes. Gotta say, JJ didn't respond, as usual.
We still look over where he usually stands, though. That's one thing me and Gary are both doing right now. We're like, hey, Jay, come on.
Anyway.
We'll put a picture of him over there. How about that?
No, that's to scare the rats away is
okay.
The picture. JJ's feeling a little under the weather today. He went to the emergency room yesterday, so he won't be here. I hope you get better there, buddy.
And hopefully nothing serious. Obviously going to the emergency room can be serious, but hope Jay, hopefully you're listening, first of all. If not, we could say whatever we want, but if you are, hey, in all seriousness, hope you feel better and get over whatever you picked up or have or whatever it is. So some stomach issues, I believe. So
yes.
Hopefully not ulcers from stress.
Maybe he's pregnant.
Yeah, it could be that too. So congratulations if you are. If it's a boy, I think Gary Wyatt Jr. would be a good name for
Way Jose. We don't need another Gary Wyatt.
No, you know what? Let me take that back. I think you're right. Not for any bad reasons, but one Gary Wyatt in this world, I think, is full.
Yes. So. I have to agree.
Now, we don't have Justin Griffith here. I know that was going to be maybe an invitation, but...
He failed.
You failed us this time.
That's right.
So any good you've done is all washed away and gone out the window.
I don't know if there's any good he's done, but
now he's a good kid, you know. I don't know what to call him. Justin, JG.
No, his grandma calls him JJ.
Oh, really?
So when we're all around talking and they're talking about JJ,
I'm thinking JJ.
That I, you know, well, you know, I'm like. JJ didn't do that, and trust me, it's not good.
But they talk about that JJ,
yes,
the other one.
That JJ. We happen to call him the Justin. So.
How about the JJ?
Yeah. Oh, no. When JJ gets on his rant, we call him the JJ. Don't worry about that.
Okay. So, Mr. VJ, now we know what to call you.
Yep.
And yes, you are also the one and only VJ.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. So it's just snowy tonight, just me and you.
Yep.
Here,
just me and you.
If they do, if somebody does want to call in and talk about your race team, you can do that at 702-685-8116, I believe is the number.
You did a disgusting
job.
Yeah.
But I believe that's what it is, 702-685-8116. So.
I'm glad you got that memorized, because I sure don't. It's not often I call it.
I know. See, and usually you're you know, busy behind the board, turning stuff up, down, moving knobs and pushing buttons and whatever else.
Yeah, it just depends if we need the disclaimer to JJ or not.
Exactly.
Moving those knobs up and down.
Or the delay button or whatever. Yeah. So
the beep sound.
Oh, man. But anyways, of course, a lot of racing going on right now. It's that time of year where there's plenty going on. Of course, we on the West Coast area are very fortunate on the weather. So unlike, you know, back east, some people are getting hit pretty hard.
Pretty good, they are.
I mean, I know we joke about it once in a while, but like Buffalo and Boston and all them places, they, you know, we're glad we're not there.
Yes. Because we'd be talking about snow instead of...
We have our guest host tonight. Come on in, Tim. Come on in. Have a seat. We got to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a while, so...
Hey, wait a second.
Grab that mic.
Wait a second. But Justin or Tim?
Cue up that mic there. Come on.
I'll turn up JJ's mic. You can take over.
We got Mr.
There you go.
Mr. Tim Beller tonight.
There you go.
That's the price you pay for being a nice guy and bringing Gary a drink. How you doing tonight, Tim?
I'm doing just great. Thank you.
He's going to be co-hosting with us
tonight. And the co-host,
Mr. Tim Bell,
that got thrown in there.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. You think you're enjoying the weather out there, huh?
Oh, it's just beautiful.
Because you're like the man that Gary cracks the whip to get these cars done, huh?
Sometimes.
Depends on how close it is to a race day.
That's true. And you know what? Race season is here, so.
Yes, it is.
It's upon us, but what have you been busy on lately? Without giving away any secrets, let's say, you know, the cheating stuff.
Yeah, we don't give away secrets on this radio show.
Other cars in our own.
Other cars. It's not Justin's because his looks the same.
Oh, no, it is Justin's.
Oh. Has it been off the trailer?
No, we use the trailer.
Pulling device.
Well, as you know, Justin drives a Chevy.
Well, now hold on.
Yes, you know exactly where I was going.
Now, you could either be nice to Justin and blame it on the Chevy, or you can blame it on Justin. Justin's driving.
I blame it on the big picture.
I blame it on both. And, you know, of course, this is coming from a Ford guy, but, hey, they all have their quirks. Fords, Chevys, whatever.
You know, speaking of Ford Chevys, we're going to switch gears here real quick.
Okay.
In case nobody, and I'm sure everybody knows, that Jim O'Hanley has passed away.
Yes.
His whole entire race team cars... 15 Bandoleros, 2 Legends, and a Thunder Roadster is up for sale.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested in those, they can.
Do you know a good way to get a hold of O'Hanley's family?
I will track the phone number down before the end of the show, and we'll give it out.
15 Bandoleros.
15 Bandoleros that man owned.
Wow. So he was. Almost the Bandolero
division. Yes.
No kidding.
And I went to his services.
I was going to ask about that, and I didn't want to, you know.
I went to his services. I personally have not seen Patrick since he came back from his mission that he was on. And where was that? That was in...
where he went on his mission?
Yeah, he went on a mission to...
Afghanistan?
No.
Was it out of the country?
Yeah, it was out of the country. I don't remember right now, but he'd been back like 10 days before Jim had passed away.
Cuba?
No, he'd been gone for 2 years.
We're going to guess.
Yeah, no,
South America?
I will remember.
All right.
But he's the one in charge of all that stuff that Jim had.
So that's the person they should contact.
Yes, and I will track his phone number down. Of course, I seen him at the service. He's looking good. Kid's definitely grown up. He's from what I remember.
Wow.
I saw Mike Stafford there. Tim Richter was there.
Stafford in a while.
Yeah. So it was nice seeing all them guys at gym service. So.
Yeah, it's a great loss to our racing community.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Going
to take a hard hit.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
You know, hopefully they can recover from it.
But 15 Bandoleros, two legends.
And a Thunder Roacher, yes.
You know, and I didn't realize he
had so many.
Yes. And, of course, I thought he had a couple super stocks, but at least one. Is that not?
That wasn't
not
in
the
list.
Sale. Okay.
Yep. That was not in the list of stuff.
Okay.
But I will track his phone number down. And
maybe we can have Patrick put it on the BomberNation.com website on the stuff
yes.
for sale.
It is. If you have Jim O'Hanley on your Facebook, it is on there.
Okay.
If you have Vinny Rucci on your Facebook, it is on there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to track his phone number down.
Okay. No, that sounds good. So, I mean, obviously, these things are for sale, and it's a good opportunity to, if you want to get into something different, whether it's a Bandolero, Legends, or Thunder Roadster. So, cool.
They said, they didn't want flowers for Jim or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They would rather have
the donation
for the kids'
college fund.
Mm-hmm. And I was wrong, and I apologize. He has 6 kids, not 7.
Oh.
So I thought he had 7 kids. Let's see.
Jim. Look surprised. Yep. So you said you're working on other people's cars. You guys been busy. I guess Justin's car is next on the list of things to do.
Oh, a long list.
Because when I seen it last, and it still looks the same to me, of course.
Oh,
thanks. It's funny because when people look at these race cars and stuff getting worked on, they only see what's on the outside.
Right.
You know, of course, he don't have much skin on the outside of his car. But there's a lot more involved than just the body on the car. You guys are doing straightening bent frames and things like that, things you can't see. But
exactly.
A lot of guys chase problems like that don't know their frames are even bent.
Right.
And you try to do different things to set up your car, and you just can't get it right. And
yeah, we're trying to get the door jam straightened out now. So
wow.
I kind of took a damage to it. So,
from a crew chief's standpoint, is it a Chevy problem or is it a driver problem?
I'm going to say 50-50.
50-50, yeah. So you are a Ford guy now, too,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I'm impartial.
Cool. I like Chevy.
Yeah. You know what?
If you want a fast car, you just get a Ford, though. So.
See, but that's why nobody uses them, huh? No, I'm just kidding. Gary's eyes are like crossing here. But,
out of business.
So what do you think, I don't know if Justin's planning on making it to the pre-registration practice day, but that's only 3 weeks away. Is that something doable if somebody's trying to make that date?
Yeah. We're getting there. It's a slow process, but we're definitely will be there.
I mean, because you're talking about straightening frames, checking it, restraightening it,
right.
You know, pulling, obviously without frame machines or anything like that,
right.
You're doing it. The old-fashioned way, which
exactly.
takes a lot more muscle. And then, of course, after that, then you got panels and things to put on. So you planning on doing a lot more stuff?
No, Justin has panels to put on.
We'll help with the door.
Okay, you have to put the door, the one door.
The one door.
No. Now, that's a good point. You know, obviously,
it'd be the only door that doesn't fall off the car, let's put it that way.
Now, are any of these parts up on this Justin's Wall of Shame going back on his car? These no, I'm just kidding. There's some brake pads, and you got more parts to put up on this board.
We need to put a picture of that on Bomber Nation.
I know, huh? With Justin's picture up there. But so you think it's going to be doable? Because you're not pulling motors or anything like that.
Nope.
That's staying in.
So yeah, it's very doable.
Cool.
Exactly. It's time consuming, and
obviously,
we'll get her taken care of.
So if you're listening, Justin, there's hope.
Only if you show up over here, Justin.
If you ever show up.
Well, that's part of it. Is obviously you gotta
Well, basically, I wanted to sit there and watch and learn.
Yeah.
You know, he's come a long ways, but he's got a long ways still to go.
Right.
So if he just comes out, hand me a wrench or whatever I may need, you know, but he's still learning and watching.
Sure.
And seeing how things are done.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the biggest thing with Justin.
No, and that's a good, that's good
a teaching
point.
Process. So.
Absolutely. I mean, some of that stuff he may be able to do later himself.
Right. Exactly. Or come down the right path.
Or at least fine-tune if he's already done stuff like that to learn
exactly.
different techniques and things. So after that, what do you got in line?
Oh.
After Justin's? You're
we're going to have to grab out the hat and pick from the hat because... Because
I've got a list of cars that I can bring into the...
Mr. Car Hoarder.
That needs to...
Yeah, Mr. Car Hoarder, there you go.
I've got a list of cars I can line up for you guys, too, so... No. Yeah, that's something that time is always an issue. We think there's plenty of time, but then when you start getting these dates coming up, you know, pre-registration practices and things like that, or opening day, they just sneak up on you.
Or when you do have
quick.
The time, you don't have the money.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's usually one or the other. Exactly. But, you know, if we were rich like Gary here, we could do both. We have time and money. No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
No comment.
I see more smoke coming out of his ears.
Anyway.
Hey, have you heard your show? Tim, you know, all joking aside, that I have only seen you on occasion. I'm only here, of course, once a week. What have you been up to? You still in your marriage relationship?
Here's his answer.
You're funny.
Yeah.
No, that has come to an end.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that you're still smiling, so I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing. You know,
sometimes, you know, hey, things.
It's a long story. I mean, we're still really good friends. We always will be. So it's,
oh, cool.
She didn't like Las Vegas, so she just had to
go. Oh, no way.
So.
What's wrong with Las Vegas? I hear people say that, and they're like,
when you're from Ohio, Vegas is a big difference. So.
Well, yeah, I would think for the better.
Warmer.
I mean, really warmer, more things to do.
Yeah, so. Yeah, oh, well. Today she took off kind of like 4 hours ago.
Oh,
so.
No kidding. So this is
she's like, on the road right
this
now.
Is like all driving.
Yep.
Ouch. Is she going to hit some of that bad weather?
Yep. They're saying 6 to 7 inches there, so, of snow.
That's what she, I was going to say, what she says to you too, but.
I'm not talking about 2.5.
Okay.
hey, this is a family show, guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He walked into it.
Yes. I walked into the same room.
Yeah.
I was going back out.
You're being a nice guy, bringing Gary a drink here, but the problem was you didn't bring me one. I didn't bring my own.
The problem was JJ's not here.
I know.
You got sucked in here.
I think you did it on purpose. Because you knew I wouldn't make it back in time, so I can't stand up when I walk in the room, so sit down.
Man. Well, I appreciate you sitting down here and taking a few minutes of your valuable time. But now you got plenty of time, so because you're better half is on
almost 45 minutes.
Your better half on their way to Ohio. So Ohio, have you ever been to Ohio?
Yes, I have.
I don't see you like wanting to move there.
No.
Hey, I'm not blasting Ohio or anything, but you know, I just think Vegas has a lot for what we do racing. You know, a lot of stuff close by.
As you know, Susan Griffith is from Buffalo, New York, and Saturday when we were in Pahrump, they were telling me it was -25 with the windshield factor.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, and we're standing out here in
T-shirts
and
sweat coming over us, sweat rolling down our forehead. Minus, I mean, even 25 is cold, but -25.
Yeah.
Not even zero, -25.
Yeah.
That's just, that's not even cold. That's damn cold. Yeah, I don't, I mean, I feel sorry for everybody who has to.
Some people like it, so.
I know.
I don't, so.
And, you know, that's, like you said, some people like it, but That's just like us when it's 110 out here. True. They're over there going, how can you take that heat?
And we're like, hey, it's a dry heat. It's fine.
How can you take that cold?
Yeah. I'll take our 3 months-ish of heat over, oh, man, 9 months of that nasty winter. Cold. But, hey, you mentioned Pahrump.
Yes, and I do have some, I do have a rant about Pahrump.
Wow. This is a first. No, I'm just kidding. Like Gary's never ranted about. Now you say Pahrump. Are you talking about a rant about Pahrump or Pahrump Valley Speedway?
Anybody and everybody that knows me at Pahrump Valley Speedway has my telephone number.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they do not have my telephone number, I will say. They can get a hold of Chad Broadhead. Chad Broadhead has my telephone number. If anybody, including Chad Broadhead's employees, has a problem with what I've done, what I've said, or what I am doing, they are more than welcome to call me, and I will work it out with them.
And you are not a person hard to find. I mean.
No.
You can be found on thebombernation.com. You have Facebook yourself that obviously is linked to, like, the Pahrump Valley Speedways.
Yes.
and a lot of other racers and things like that.
I'm not a hard guy to get a hold of.
Do I dare dig deeper?
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
If anybody in Pahrump and or Chad Broadhead's employees have a problem with me, I'll be more than happy to talk to them.
Okay.
I will drive to Pahrump and sit down and talk to them.
As you have times and times before. So.
Yes. So if they got a problem, please, for your own good, don't go rant about me to somebody that you think don't know me.
Well, I guess
because it gets back to me. I can tell you this. I sure the hell didn't ask no questions. They came to me and telling me.
Wow.
So if anybody has a problem with me, please call me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it.
The number is 702-685-8116 until at least about 6:45. So
yes.
If you want to get a hold of us now's the time to do it.
Yeah. You know what? 702-501-7115 is my cell phone.
My personal
cell phone. I have no problems answering your questions.
All right. And whoever you are, I'm assuming you know who you are.
Yeah.
So straighten it out, you know.
No, they don't. They probably don't listen to the show because they're scared. But that's okay.
If somebody passes it along to them.
That's right.
Pass along those phone numbers, please.
Yes. Hey.
And I'm in the dark, so I'm just here same as you guys, so I'll find out later, though.
My rant is over. I'm just saying, if anybody there has a problem, call me.
You know what, and that's something that, you know, I know we all have issues at one point or another, and sometimes, you know, we got to hash these things out, you know, and that's the thing to do. So, you know, you can't get it out on the table. Obviously, you want to be able to talk to that person direct, typically. So, you know, I just hate to see stuff like that, especially in the race world. There's always some type of
something going on,
exactly. So, but anyways.
So, well, I guess giving out the number worked because I got somebody online that has a problem with me.
Well, let's talk to this person. Let's see who do we have.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a problem.
Who is this? First of all,
I got a problem. I got a big problem.
Oh. What's the problem?
If you can't see Gary when he turns sideways, boy, you people got a problem.
What are you saying? I'm fat?
The problem is I'm in a 4-hour drive to Ohio.
Oh. So you're his secret lover. Now I know.
Now you know.
Hey, guys, this is a family show.
Thanks, JJ.
And that's no way to make a family. Hey, brother, they got you medicated? What's going on? How you doing, Jay?
Yeah, they got me all juiced up, man.
Wow, I hope you feel better. We're still going to take jabs at you. I hope you know that.
This is nothing easy. Second day off from work. And
that sucks.
Not going back too soon, so it's not fun, man.
Is this something that just snuck up on you, or do you mind me asking?
Yeah.
Or?
Yep. It's called diverticulitis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And have you had a flare up like that before? Or?
Yeah. I did once before. You know, it's just diet.
Right. Right. I mean, what that means is like polyps or something found in your stomach.
A little bit too much fiber in my diet.
Okay.
Too much Lee's.
Yeah, Lee's. See, that's one way to get Gary to start paying for dinner. Tell him you can't eat a whole lot. He'll think he's only paying for one.
Yeah. ended up in the emergency room at 2:00 in the morning Monday, and that was a whole hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Jay.
They diagnosed it as that, so. They gave me the antibiotics and the painkillers and sent me on my way.
Wow. How long does something like this, just till your antibiotics run out, you think, another week?
I got to take a 10-day course of horse pills.
Oh, wow.
So,
it's
all good, though.
Well, you know, next Tuesday, Tim will be here. He's giving enemas.
His girlfriend left. So now he's
abandoned,
huh?
Yeah,
and you're first in line.
You're first in line.
Hey guys, it's a family show.
It is. Now, Jay, I hope you feel better. I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry I missed it.
No, trust me, I know. If you're not here,
miss the show.
I know. If you're not here, something's seriously going on. So.
I can understand Gary, how Gary feels. You know, you have people that say stuff, and and I know the racing community is a very, very small world.
Absolutely.
Very, very small world, and you know, if you know somebody's got something to say, you know, to myself or even to you, Mike or Gary, you know, you got our phone number. Call
right in.
You know. If you want to be a real man, then come see us face to face and say it. You know, it's just the same. People want to talk behind your back, but they don't want to be man up enough to come to your face and say, "Hey, you know what? I got a problem."
Right.
I went to people plenty of times and said face to face, "Yeah, I got a problem." And there's others I just walked away from.
Right.
Because I was taught. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Right.
On the other hand, don't go around your back and start spreading rumors, you know?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And J-Mo...
I heard our cars were up for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is totally untrue.
And part of the problem is the ones that's doing all the talking don't even know a quarter of the story.
No.
You know, so
no, that's how get rumors started. You know, the old telephone lines. One person says something, and it gets changed.
Yep.
And you know, if you go to the horse's mouth, which we are available every Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're available every Tuesday night.
Gary
was available for what? 4 or 5 hours down in Pahrump.
Exactly.
12 hours I was in Pahrump. So
well, you know. You got an issue, use the phone number on the website if you're listening, or check us out. That's all. Get us at the track.
Right.
Trust me.
I mean,
somebody in Pahrump has my phone number.
No, everybody does because you just
Hey, well, you know, and really, realistically, if you really do want to get a hold of somebody, you know, in this day and age, it's not difficult to get a hold of somebody. And if you got something to air out, get it out on the table, you know. Get it out of your system, you know. You know, there's no reason to, you know, cause bad blood or anything like that. And then let it just linger and yeah, start rumors and things.
You know, I might not be in prom. Gary might be down there in the stand sometimes. You know,
right.
If you want, come out to the bull ring. Come visit us at the bull ring.
Absolutely.
We'll be out there.
You know, there's, yeah. I mean, like you said, there's not, you know, you can get a hold of Gary any different way. I know JJ is the only one on MySpace, so just look up MySpace.com and JJ's picture will come up. But, you know, I absolutely, you know, air it out, get like you said, there's no reason for rumors. Go to the horse's mouth if you have an issue. Maybe if it was unintentional, maybe you started a rumor that was unintentional. I don't know what's going on, so I'm just speaking out of, in general terms. So, you know, get it out.
Whatever Gary or I did down there totally wasn't intentional.
And whatever that was.
Say, there's an old saying, for every action, there's a reaction.
Sure.
Okay? So somebody's got to create an action for us to react. Okay?
Absolutely.
And as Gary said before, they're talking about something that they don't even know a quarter of what's going on. So, you know, I stand behind Gary. You got our phone numbers. Give us a call. You got an issue with us, I'd love to hear from you. You know, read that phone number out again, whatever the hell it
yep,
is.
Yep, I will.
Call up. Put it on. We'll put you on the air.
That absolutely.
We've invited people. You know, you got an issue. We've had people call in that's had issues.
Great. Right, and
let's
you,
put it on the air.
And you guys actually have straightened out issues. You know, where somebody has had the balls to call in and straighten out their issues, and still, you guys all in the racing community still have to deal with each other at some point or another. You're going to run across each other, so you might as well clear the air no matter what. So
that's exactly right, Mike. One way or another, we're going to cross paths again.
Absolutely.
You know, so you can man up and say it to our face, or you can be a little wimp and run behind our back and talk crap. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I don't have any respect for you. I don't need you. Don't bother me. Be a man.
Right.
Come up front.
Well, you know, again, I don't know personally myself what's going on, but you guys do, and whoever you are, you know what it is. I usually like to have people go to the BomberNation.com website, click on the message board, and clear your ear there, and you'll definitely get a response if you think it's an issue that could go both ways. I don't know what it is. Go to the BomberNation.com website. That's www.thebombernation.com. Click on the message boards and post it there if you have an issue. Maybe you'll get some response there. There's many ways to be seen. So, but Jay, appreciate you calling in.
All right, man. I'll see you guys. Next week.
Yep. Absolutely.
Get over this crap that's going through my system, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, get yourself an exorcism. Get that those demons out of you.
I've already had one of those. They don't work.
They don't work? Okay.
They don't work.
Yeah, you're the demon.
The rabbi turned the other way. The cross melted. The water started boiling. It all went to hell in minutes.
All right, man. Hey, nice to hear from you, JJ. Get well and don't strain yourself, man.
Talk to you soon.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you, JJ. Of course, the one, the only, Mr. JJ Nunn there. Under the weather, of course. Had to go to the emergency room, so hate to see anybody in that kind of pain. You know, it's serious when you got to the emergency room. Bad news.
Yes, it is.
So, but good to hear from him. I'm glad he's well enough to be able to you know, call in and do stuff. Of course, the number that JJ was talking about is 702-685-8116. And you can call in any time before about 6:45, and we'll make sure that you get your moment to speak. So, anyways, I won't ask too many questions. So, like I said, I don't know what's going on, but you know who you are. Air it out. Please get it out of your system and move forward. So, anyways. Let's get back to – let's take a quick break. I know it's hard to believe it's already 6:35. Time still flies.
Just think, you got 25 more minutes to sit there.
I don't think so.
Hey, again
– I got cars to work on.
Again, Tim Bell here sitting in. I appreciate you being in
problem.
Here, you know, Tim. I know you
– your man – Justin, Tim.
Oh, really?
Hey. Not putting either one of them down, but no.
Just go out and see how Gary's car runs. Pop.
Yeah. It doesn't run well on 7 cylinders. What's going on?
7? I was thinking 4.
Oh, geez, it's going to be half a motor. All right, we'll see you after the break.
I'm Ross Wilson, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Toronto. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater to your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's GNS Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael,
and Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And this is the Racers Roundtable. It's where racers, race officials, race fans can all get together and talk about local racing as we do it live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. here from Las Vegas, Nevada. So I want to welcome everybody to the show, all the new listeners, regulars. Thank you for being here with us. So, yes, Gary.
I got to say... I was in the stands in Prompt Valley Speedway this past weekend.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yes.
So,
congratulations to Mike Lane.
Oh,
drove
cool.
A pretty good race.
Nice.
Glad to see they had quite a few bombers out there.
Cool.
So,
yeah. Well, that's good to hear.
Yep. Ryan Lane is back. As we know, he left last year at the beginning of the year.
I think he had work. Did he do
work
issues or
yeah,
something
for
in
work.
California or something?
No. Alaska.
Oh, was it Alaska? Wow,
yeah.
Even further.
Yep. He's back. He's running his
70
mini stock.
Oh, that's
and
what it was,
his and his bomber. Bomber.
Okay.
Yep, he's back. Russ Wilson, you can definitely see he had a new motor put in that car.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
He's willing that thing.
Oh,
out.
Yeah. He's
unbelievable.
He's willing. And Dee Hansen finished fourth.
Wow.
As we had her in a show a few months ago.
Sweet deal.
And speaking of that, I believe it's March 3rd is two Tuesdays from now. Hold on. I got to.
March, yeah, something like that.
March 3rd, yes.
We got something going on. What do we got?
March 3rd, we have Danny Fitzgerald coming in.
Cool deal.
As we've had him on the show before. And
I missed that show.
Yes, you did. So you're not going to miss this one.
I'll be here.
So we'll have Dan Fitzgerald come in.
Cool.
He ran an awesome race. Came from almost last to white flag lap to almost leading.
In the modified.
Modified, yes.
So as he usually runs. Now, I was going to say IMCA modifieds, but they're actually at Pahrump this year, not IMCA sanctioned, are they?
No, they're not sanctioned this year.
So what do you think? Do you think it's going to hurt the car counts, or what do
I
you
do.
Think?
I do.
I do, too. I think
because a lot of them...
Huge sanctioning like that is a big deal.
Yeah, personally, I think it's going to hurt the division because a lot of them guys... run for points, for national points.
Exactly, so, and if they run, I don't know how the details of the point system, but yeah, that's just another track that they could run and get points
for national points. Yep.
And it helps their like point average and all that good stuff for the
yes.
So, but they're not IMCA sanctioned this year, so that's not good. Well, I don't know. I'm sure if the right promotion and all that, they. You know, Pahrump Valley Speedway can still bring in a car count.
Yes.
So, just can probably take a lot more hard work than without the sanctioning. So.
Yep. And you got mixed. Some guys that run that division are all for it, and some guys that run that division it says,
right.
I want to run for my national points.
You know, and I think it might fall into more of the local guys might. Be okay with not having the IMCA sanctioning, where some guys that travel a lot would probably want the IMCA sanctioning more for that point system. But okay, well, we'll have to wait and see how it pans out there at Pahrump Valley Speedway.
This is one of 23 this year. So
right, 23 races.
One in the books.
And you guys, of course, raced last year. And was that 23 races last
races,
year also?
Yep.
So that's a long race season. A lot of races. So
we'll
have to wait and see how that pans out. And, of course, you want to see any local tracks really succeed. I know at some point in the past, like we've talked about before, the Pahrump Valley Speedway had closed down, and luckily for Chad Broadhead and his whole crew, his family came in and was able to revitalize the track and bring it back. Of course, that meant the death of Death Valley Speedway. So you got different things going on there, but it's good. Again, you see any of these tracks that close, I would love to see them reopen. Orange Show Speedway, of course, is another one. Again, they just came out with their 2015 schedule. You can go to the orangespeedway.com website to look at their 2015 schedule down there in your neck of the woods, actually.
Yes.
So down
right
in Southern California.
Yep. That
fun little track. And, God, you got lucky.
Yes.
I wish I was able to go down there and see it when they dump dirt on that track and see it as a dirt track.
And another one that's close to the neck of my woods out there is Paris Auto Speedway.
Okay. And they still race out
yep,
of
they
Paris,
still so. That's a dirt track.
That's exactly.
Yep.
And always has been a dirt track.
Yep.
So it's down in Paris. Everybody
knows. Paris, California. Yeah. And as we know, not far away is Irwindale.
Yep. Now... And, of course, Irwindale did close down, and unfortunately for a short period of time that they were able to reopen. I don't think they went a full year closed, so they're still able to boast that they've been open for about 16 years.
Yeah.
Which is a long time. It's good to see these tracks still continue to go forward. It's unbelievable. So we're fortunate in this neck of the woods. We have locally here LVMS, the Bullring, where we do our short track racing on asphalt. And, of course, we've got the half-mile dirt track and Pahrump not too far, Mojave Valley Speedway.
Yep, both dirt.
So, but, Tonopah, not too far.
Yep.
I haven't been up there yet.
Yep.
Have you?
Oh,
did you make it up there?
Yeah, we made it up there.
You guys did make it up there to watch.
We made it up there and watched.
Yeah.
We will make it up there this year to race. That is on JC Motorsports' schedule to get up there and race.
Right, because I know you got different things going on with traveling and also some local racing being in your backyard, basically, at LVMS and different tracks around here.
I got dirt cars and I got pavement cars.
Yep, exactly. And both can actually be transformed into one or the other, either way, regardless. So, of course, Havasu 95 Speedway, another great track that's not too far from here, a couple hours, 2.5 hours.
We'll be making a trip down there at the end of this month.
Oh, they got some good races down there, actually.
I don't remember a whole lot, so forgive me. But we're going to make our way down to Blythe as well.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Take a run down to Blythe and see what's going on down there.
You guys haven't been to Blythe yet.
Never been to Blythe. Been by it.
If you haven't been to Blythe, it's hard to explain. It's got to be one of the strangest little tracks. Not just to watch. I mean, there's some good racing on that track, but it's weird to drive on. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it.
We're going
to
go down there and scope some things out down there.
Cool. Sit in turn four.
Research and development type programs.
The street stocks and those like divisions like that really cruise around that track, man. It's something else.
Yeah, I believe Dane Alderman was talking about that track when he was
there. Oh, yeah. So definitely want to check that out. But, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that. You guys are going to make it down to Blythe. And you guys actually made it down.
I think it's this weekend, but hey, I don't know.
Hold up. I have notes, so let me look
I don't
at my
have
notes.
No notes.
Let me see, but let me look at my notes.
Eight guys telling me 12 different things.
Well, here, I got thebombernation.com on my notes here. So,
that's nice.
Yeah, make sure you go there. Tonopah, Mojave, of course, all them fun places. Oh, and you guys, I got on here, too, the Speedway at Willow Springs. The quarter-mile asphalt track out there. Let me tell you, man, I mean, you guys met Andy Daddario out there. He is just bound and determined to put on a show out there. I mean, he's got their schedule out, but their list of things to do on there that they're planning on this year, they've got, of course, the late models, modifieds, you know, trucks, figure eights. They have bombers, you know, mini stocks, hobby stocks, you know, stuff like that. But they have all these special events. They got the skid plate racing. They're going to have flagpole racing. They're going to have stuff I've never heard of, 007 spin, redneck tire delivery, Gymkhana, whatever that is. You know, of course, the kids' stuff, the kids' Candy Crush, big wheel races, and just you name it. He's putting on a show down there.
Hey,
so.
You think if I get a big wheel, we can get Jay to get in there?
I think he needs a green machine.
Oh,
you remember the green machine?
Yes.
I think because he's got long legs, you want to get him in the green machine instead of the big wheel. So.
If we put him in a big wheel, I think this is what we'll do.
The problem is he might not want to get out of it and go back to bomber racing because he'll find his niche.
Oh, man. Hey, I say we get him a big wheel.
Yeah, like I said, you'll never get him out of it.
I will make that trip back to Willow Springs to watch that.
The Speedway at Willow Springs, quarter-mile asphalt trip.
Yes.
But let's do that.
Big
wheel for him.
I want to see if he can just make it around that track one time.
Guess what, JJ? We found one of the tracks that you guys are definitely visiting this year. It's going to be the big wheel race.
Yes, and we're taking your truck so you can display that big wheel nice and clean.
Put it on a big trailer.
Yeah. There you go. Put
trailer.
Use the big, heavy, white trailer to put Jay's big wheel on.
I'm serious. I think we should look into what date they're going to actually do the big wheel race. I'm traveling down there if you guys do.
Hey, I'm for it.
we found something for you, JJ.
Yeah, hey. Hope you get better soon, pal. Because I'm on the search for a big wheel.
Or green machine, whichever one.
Yeah.
I think you can handle that.
Hey,
I think
if anybody out there has got a big wheel wants to donate, I can't guarantee it won't come back wrecked, but hey.
Right, exactly. If you donate it, expect it not to come back. But if it does, then it'd be that much more sweeter. But
sure, right. Hey. He's not here. He's going to Willow Springs.
He will be racing a big wheel race at the Speedway at Willow Springs. So you want to check it out, go to the Speedway at willowsprings.com. Great show down there. It's a few hours away down in Rosemont, California. But, you know, it's worth the drive. Any little track you go to me, is worth the drive no matter where you go.
As you know, last year we took that run down there.
Yeah.
We took, I don't know, 3 days and went down there.
That's right. You guys actually ended up staying down there.
Ain't text messages.
I know.
Great.
Geez. Instant response there through texting. But, you know.
Hey, you will be racing a big wheel, pal.
He don't think so, but I'm sure.
Hey, just think. We'll paint it black and red. And
there
put 33
on
the side of it.
He might not even notice the difference.
I don't think so.
We'll put something to hold his arm up on, a little bar.
Yeah, a little plastic bar that he can hold the arm
with. Will he have mirrors on this big wheel? Is he allowed?
Yes, we will put mirrors for him.
Mirrors will be on.
Yes. Yes. We'll put mirrors on it. He'll be pedaling his ass off, is all I got
to
say.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to that. So, unbelievable.
As soon as we find a date for that,
we'll put.
Hey, hold on. You can get a hold of Anna
DeGloria
you were supposed to 3 months ago.
I'll email him. Yeah. That's my job. Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah. Hey, I think we should take. Promote the hell out of JJ, and Andy will have all kinds of fans.
I'd love to see the YouTube videos for that. Absolutely. So I'll do that. I'll get all Andy Daddario from the Speedway at Willow Springs, and we'll see what dates they have.
Yes, JJ, we'll get you a roll cage.
It might be PVC, but you'll have one.
We will make you a roll cage.
Oh,
and we will make sure you have a 5-point harness coming off of the roll cage.
Now, we can't guarantee
JJ
a 2015 helmet, but you will have a helmet.
We're getting one of them older helmets where they got to wear the goggles.
He might even have some of those already.
I'm sure he does.
Ay. Okay, so we'll watch out for that.
Oh, no, we're going to work on that. Trust me.
That is a must. Of course, MojaveValleyRaceway.com is where you can go to find out the latest schedule for the Mojave Valley Speedway down there, the raceway. Their next race is February 21st. Is that this weekend? Is that this week? What's today?
Yes.
Oh, my
17th.
Gosh. It is this weekend. So the 21st to 6 p.m. Mojave Valley Raceway, they do have a race down there. So if you want to catch any dirt track action that's just a short drive away, you want to make it down there. A lot of races coming up this month, though. There's a big race coming up the end of this month, which I might actually go down for a couple days, and that's the SRL race down at Kern County, the Kern Speedway. What are they calling that? Kern County Speedway. But they have the SRL, the big SRL race down there. It's their winter race.
Ain't that big money to win?
$25,000.
Yes.
And that's not spread out. That's $25,000 to win. So Lucas Oil Modifieds are going to be racing the same night, during the same, race series, I guess, race night, down at Kern Raceway. So you want to check out more of that, you can go to SRL, their SRL website, or you can go to the kernraceway.com. But that's February 26th through the 28th, the SRL Spears Late Model Series Winter Showdown, $25,000 to win, $125,000 purse all the way down.
Wow.
So, of course, the S2 late models and the Lucas Oil Modifieds will be racing along with them on that half-mile track. So, pretty cool. I've never been to Kern. Have you? No.
No. Never made it to Kern.
I heard it's a pretty nice facility down there, so check it out. I might go. I don't know. I got to look at my schedule, so I'd like to go.
You'll make Willow Springs.
I will. If JJ's racing a big wheel, I'm going to make it to the freeway at Willow Springs. So, absolutely. But, again, big race down there. Should be. I heard there's, like, as of recently, there's 60 entries in that SRL late model race.
Wow.
So because it's a big, 60, big purse, huh? 60 late models. So it's going to be a show. They're going to have, you know, I'm sure, the B mains and maybe even C mains. We'll see how that all works out. So,
how many are they going to start?
You know, I could be wrong, but I thought they were going to start 30 of them. But I don't know for a fact, so we'll have to see. See what they're going to do. But, yeah, and you're right, the I-10 Speedway, you can go to i10speedway.com. That's the Blythe Speedway. They have their winter series. But February 21st, this weekend, Modifieds, 50-lap main, USAC Midgets, River Pond Street Stocks, and the Napa Factory Stocks and the Factory Fours going to be racing down there. So should be a fun day of racing down at Blythe. At
does it say what time it starts?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And they're in California, so they're an hour difference.
Nope, they're the same. So
yep.
That's a drive down there, though. Yeah, I don't know if
hey.
It's a drive down there.
The only place I won't drive is Buffalo, New York to watch a race.
Hey, right now I won't even go past probably Texas right now. So.
Hey, it's all good, man.
Yep, absolutely. So, were you really, are you guys thinking about going down this weekend? Or
we're going down. I think it's this weekend we're going down to watch.
Okay.
We ain't going to race. We're going to watch.
Right. Yep. And then, so if you, we'll have to see because I got to work Saturday morning, but maybe I can get done early.
Hey.
Dang.
They just tell me I'm always the last to know anything.
Come back through Havasu. Hey, spring break coming up in Havasu next month.
Oh, let me guess. You have work down there.
We got work down
there
near Parker right about the 14th, 15th.
Yeah, wasn't it last year you had work down there about the same time?
It was brutal. I stayed at the London Bridge. It was terrible.
Yeah, I don't remember too much about last year, but I remember you were working down there about this time.
I was an awful lot right around March.
Yes,
man.
Just happened to be on spring break weekend.
Well, they actually have about four spring break weekends down there. Just depends on if you want to catch the I was going to say tail end, so that's probably the right terms. You got to catch the beginning or the tail end of that particular. All right, I won't get into it. Let's get back to racing.
Yes. Back to the family show.
Back to the family stuff. Anyways, a lot of racing going on. Now, that's going to be huge down there at the Kern Raceway. So, what else is there? Tucson Speedway, of course.
Is that Kern race?
The Kern race is February 26th through the 28th. So the main race is the 28th of Saturday. So, but they're doing the qualifying and all that stuff on the 26th, 27th. And then doing the
2 weeks.
Main. Yep, 2 weeks from now. Yep. 2 weeks from now. So put it on your schedule. Wow. Time's flying. We only got, a minute and a half left?
Yeah.
Real quick, of course, Thane Alderman was in here, a week ago or
two weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. He races the Rocky Mountain Challenge Series, and they have their schedule coming up February 27th and 28th, I believe. So I don't know what he's going to be doing, but there's a lot of racing there happening. If you head up north to some of those tracks, Rocky Mountain Speedway. Anyways, we got less than a minute left and want to thank everybody for joining us. JJ, thanks for calling in. And Tim Bell, I appreciate him popping in and popping out.
Yeah, they look like twins over there.
I know. I can't tell them apart. So. Of course, want to appreciate, just let everybody know we appreciate you joining us every week if you're regular and all the listeners. Thank you. Or here every week. Thank you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening.